Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
For 5 years, I provided care for my mother who experienced dementia. My mother lived in low-income senior housing, and I wanted to keep her in her familiar setting for as long as possible. I thought surely there were programs and safety nets for people on limited incomes like my mother. We lived in one of the most affluent counties in California. I quickly realized that I was both her program and safety net. As a person with a full-time job, this was a daunting responsibility. Working with a nonprofit social worker, I tried to get my mother the assistance she needed since I couldn't be with her all day. For more than a year, I was unsuccessful until another social worker in private practice showed me what I was doing wrong and helped me apply successfully. If somebody like me with a college degree couldn't apply without professional direction, how were struggling elders without children to assist them faring? Towards the end, when my mother experienced debilitating falls, when I realized I could no longer keep her safe, when her behavior became erratic and violent, I implored her doctor for advice. She recommended my mother for hospice. Then, and only then, my mother and I were able to get more services, otherwise unavailable. I learned firsthand that a large part of our healthcare system depends upon family members to provide unpaid caregiving with scant direction or meaningful support. Caregiving is an equity issue, as it is largely unpaid or underpaid, particularly by women, and often by women of color. As a nation, we are failing our vulnerable elders with our spotty, haphazard approaches to caregiving. Unless we improve, we can expect no better for ourselves in our own time of need. With a Perspective, this is Margaret Stawawi.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.